This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number today and every day on The Bright Side, if you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, you can go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website, or you can call 866-735-2470 for more information. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself if you are an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneurial lifestyle, or if you want to be in the nutrition business, if nutritional supplementation has helped you or a loved one and you want to pay it forward, which is always a nice idea, call 866-735-2470 for more info or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010, and we will be speaking to the healthy gut girl at the bottom of the hour. Catalina Martone is a spokesperson for the gut, I guess you could say, her website, healthygutgirl.com. She has a podcast called The Healthy Gut Girl. I've been on it several times. And we're going to talk hormone health, and we're going to talk gut health. She knows of what she speaks. She has a personal story that's very interesting. She healed herself from irritable bowel syndrome, and she has created something called the Total Gut Makeover, which teaches people how to have a holistic lifestyle that focuses on gut health. We'll talk to Catalina Martone at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. And speaking of the gut, I don't really like that word gut. I use it a lot. But when we talk about the gut, we mean the intestine. The small intestine mostly, but the small intestine and large intestine. So everybody talks about the gut, although sometimes people refer to the entire digestive tract. Technically speaking, the gut is the intestine, small and large. In any case, we have been speaking about the intestine, and we've been speaking about digestive health, which is the key to physiologic wellness. It's all about the center of the body, the third chakra, the gut, the intestine, right where you put your hand. If you put your hand right on the right where your belly button is, that's it right there. Some people say that's the stomach. The stomach's higher. The intestine is right there in the belly. Sometimes people say my stomach doesn't feel good. They mean their digestive tract. Most of the time when your quote unquote stomach doesn't feel good, you're talking about your intestine, right where you put your hand, right on your so-called belly. That's your intestine, that's your gut. And that's why, that's where most people are, when most people have digestive issues, that's what they're referring to, the intestine or the gut. So we've been talking about enzymes, digestive enzymes, which support digestion at the level of the stomach, although it's all interconnected. We talked about raw veggies and fruits for supporting natural enzymes and via their self-digesting actions in the top of the stomach, the cardiac stomach, or also called the fore stomach. Dr. Howell referred to it as the food enzyme stomach. When you eat foods that contain enzymes, they self-digest in this food enzyme stomach. And fruits and veggies or produce, botanicals, are probably nature's best source of these enzymes. Again, pointing to the fallacy of the carnivore diet, although you can get some enzymes in dairy and eggs. That is true. Or in raw meat, if you're going to eat your raw meat. But still, the best place to get your food enzymes is going to be from raw veggies and fruits. Or slightly, very slightly steamed, because heat destroys enzymes. So, when you eat raw veggies and fruits with your meals, you're going to get the benefits of the enzymes for accessing the nutrients in the foods you're eating, and also for accessing the nutrients in the fruits and veggies. They self-digest. They release their own veggies. This helps us conserve our own metabolic enzymes for growth and repair and anti-aging and fighting diseases. Although, the point has to be made that sometimes raw foods can actually suppress biochemistry, suppress digestive chemistry, and sometimes raw foods can have a net negative effect on enzyme actions. This is the problem with raw seeds and raw legumes. You should never eat raw legumes, raw beans. They contain enzyme inhibitors. Seeds and legumes contain molecules that shut down enzyme activity. These enzyme inhibitors serve a purpose. These enzyme inhibitors are the way nature maintains the dormancy of a seed. A seed is supposed to contain the life force in a dormant state, in a sleepy state. And so nature loads up seeds with enzyme inhibitors. You probably remember when you were young, your parents said, don't eat watermelon seeds, don't eat apple seeds. We know that certain seeds have anti-cancer properties because of their enzyme inhibitor effects. So seeds and legumes, which are a type of seed, have molecules that shut down enzyme activity. Now, this is above and beyond the lectins. The lectins are also problematic. The lectins are defensive molecules. They're different. So you have the lectin problem, which Dr. Stephen Gundry talks about a lot in his book, The Plant Paradox. A lot of people are talking about lectins these days. But there's also the enzyme inhibitors. And these enzyme inhibitors are widely dispersed throughout nature. They're not just found in seeds. By the way, they're also found in grains, which are a type of seed. When we say seeds, we mean grains and also legumes. But enzyme inhibitors are found in other organisms as well. Bacteria and fungi have enzyme inhibitors as defensive molecules, as survival molecules. Enzyme inhibitors from fungus and from bacteria are leveraged by the pharmaceutical industry to create antibiotics, penicillin, erythromycin. These antibiotics, these bacteria-killing substances, are fungal enzyme inhibitors. They work by disrupting enzyme chemistry in bacteria. Chemotherapy utilizes enzyme inhibitors. Anti-ulcer medicines like Tagamet uses enzyme inhibitors. Anti-hypertensive blood pressure medicines use enzyme inhibitors. Neurological medications use enzyme inhibitors. So enzyme inhibitors are pretty functional in the world of pharmacy. Of course, if you're thinking logically here, you say, why would I use something that inhibits enzymes to make me better? Why would I use something that suppresses my biochemistry to get healthier? And I can see it makes sense maybe when you want to kill bacteria if you have an infection, but do you really want something that's going to suppress enzyme chemistry if you have high blood pressure? You may have heard of ACE inhibitors. ACE inhibitor drugs like captopril or Tenormin. Tenormin's not an ACE inhibitor, but captopril is and Zestril are ACE inhibitor drugs. Angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitor drugs, and they use them to modify blood pressure at the level of the kidney. You may say to yourself, why would I use an enzyme inhibitor to get better? It doesn't make sense. And you'd be right. It doesn't make sense. That's my problem with pharmacological therapy. Why would you suppress chemistry to get better? Can anybody help me understand this? Why would you suppress your natural biochemistry in the name of getting better? That's why people don't get better. That's why medicine doesn't get us better. That's why medicine is poison. Sometimes they'll say medicine is poison if I'm on somebody else's podcast, and they'll be horrified. Or people who are listening to the program will be horrified. How can you say that? Medicines are poisons because they inhibit chemistry, and enzyme inhibitors are a classic example. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Lines open for you. We'll be talking to the Healthy Gut Girl at the bottom of the hour.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be talking to Kitty Martone at the bottom of the hour, the Healthy Gut Girl. We'll do digestive health and gut health with Ms. Martone, and we'll get your calls here momentarily. If you're on hold, hang on. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking enzyme inhibitors and enzymes and the importance of enzymes for biological health. Enzymes are the key to life. They are the carriers of the life force. There is no life without enzymes, and that's why
prescription drugs are one of the reasons, anyway, why prescription drugs can be considered to be poisons, toxins. Prescription medication oftentimes uses enzyme inhibitors. In fact, certainly a lot of prescription drugs utilize enzyme inhibition as part of their mechanism of action. Even plain old aspirin is an enzyme inhibitor. Penicillin is an enzyme inhibitor. If you have gout, they'll give you something called allopurinol. It's a xanthine oxidase inhibitor. ACE meaning enzyme. Xanthine oxidase is the enzyme that's required to produce uric acid. So the logic is, well, we'll just block that enzyme, and then you won't make uric acid. And then you won't have gout anymore. You're still sick. Your chemistry's still messed up. But now you're just not making the uric acid as effectively. Does that sound like a healthful strategy? How about if we just help the body not make uric acid instead of poisoning the enzyme system? Captopril, enalapril, these blood pressure medicines are angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors. Gleevec, famous chemotherapy drug, enzyme inhibitor. Methotrexate, enzyme inhibitor. Viagra, Levitra, enzyme inhibitors. They inhibit the enzyme that is responsible for vasoconstriction, opening up blood, having a net effect of opening up blood vessels, vasodilating. Trazodone for depression, enzyme inhibitor. Prostate drugs like finasteride are 5-alpha reductase inhibitors. Why? 5-alpha reductase is involved in the production of chemicals associated with prostate disease, specifically DHT. All right. Enzyme inhibition is a major strategy. It is not a healthy strategy. That doesn't stop the medical model from using it, because the medical model is obsessed with symptoms. Speaking of using strategies that are not helpful to improve our health, from New Scientist magazine, sights set on universal vaccine. Scientists have begun the race to create a single vaccine that protects us from all future coronaviruses. What is going on in this crazy planet of ours? How stupid are human beings? This blows me away. Now there's more lockdowns in Europe. Have you heard this? Because of variants. How stupid is humanity? Why are we tolerating this? And you've got people lining up to get vaccinated from a health challenge that affects a sliver of the population, mostly elderly and sick people. Oh, now they're testing the vaccine on kids, on young people. I am telling you, man, there is so much craziness on the planet today, and we have no one to blame but ourselves. Like Pogo said, I have seen the enemy and he is us. Why do we tolerate this? Why are we tolerating this? Because we don't know any better, because we don't understand our bodies, because nobody's listening to the bright side, except for you guys, because nobody pays attention to how their bodies work, because we are flat out ignorant as a race, and the present company excluded, about how our bodies put together, and that makes us susceptible to being victims from Dumb and Dumber. And the nefarious. There's the nefarious at the top, and then there's Dumb and Dumber in between, and then there's us. All right. Just so mad sometimes. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Sorry about getting a little angry there. When I think about it, it just makes my blood boil, how we are manipulated. All right. Let's go to Kevin in Moscow, our friend Kevin. What's up, Kevin? I know you can relate to everything, buddy. I'm saying here. How you doing?
Without a doubt, my blood pressure was going up with what you were saying. You are one of four people that says bolster the immune system, and I'd like you to speak in the next few days about things people could do. You know, okay. I know how to do it. Boost immune system.
Yeah.
And I, for the life of me, I don't understand why people want to run to a vaccine that you are the lab rat.
I'm telling you, don't call it a vaccine, Kevin. Call it an experimental vaccine. That's what we should always do. Yes, the experimental vaccine. Yeah.
You're forgetting it's safe and effective.
Oh, yeah, right. So, but if we keep calling it an experimental vaccine, maybe it'll get through people's heads that they're experiments, like you said. And by the way, let me tell our listeners, Kevin is the guy who's responsible for putting our YouTubes up, and I really appreciate what you're doing, Kevin, out there in Moscow. What are they just as, are the masses just as, like, brain dead in the Soviet, in Russia as they are here? No?
No. I did the research in the Sputnik and the J&J virtually the same. They're using a hijacked virus to get the weak virus into your body.
That's right.
To take over the machinery of your cell, and you'll be a GMO creature.
Kevin, oh my God, this is crazy. It's absolute insanity. And yet, guess what, Kevin? Me and you wear tinfoil hats, and people out, the anti-vaxxers, they call them, the conspiracy theorists. You're a conspiracy theorist.
I just got out of Facebook jail
We should be quiet here, because we're going to end up in YouTube jail. I've been in YouTube jail. I've been censored. So I'm going to stop talking about this.
You did have one last week that was removed.
This might get removed too. So we're not going to talk about that anymore.
If I label it, now I don't label them anymore. No.
Oh, it's the label that does it?
And they know which people to look for.
I don't want to get on anybody's list. Listen, this is my take on it. If you want to get injected, I won't even use the word. If you want to get injected, that's your business. Everybody should have a choice. I don't believe in, mandating one way or another. But the logic of it just doesn't make sense. This is a health challenge that affects a sliver of the population. Yet we're going to inject them experimentally with God knows what. And by the way, you've heard about the blood clot issues now, which makes perfect sense.
And my dad just had his second of the Pfizer. And my sister had the second of the Moderna. So my dad is on, the blood thinners.
How old's your dad?
Blood clot.
How old's your dad? 84. And so they get, and he's on blood thinners as well? He was on blood thinners before?
Yeah.
Is he in New York?
Yep. No, he's in Florida.
He's in Florida.
Here's the deal with that. He was crowing that after they were giving him the wrong diabetes dosage, they took two medicines of 13 off, so he's on 11. He's crowing.
Oh,
he's on 11.
Oh my God!
Okay.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Did we send him some? Did I send him some Beyond Tangy Tangerine? Would he be up for that?
He would speak to my sister, and my sister would nullify that.
Okay. Well, that won't work then. I was going to send him some BTT.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin. Hey, thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate what you're helping a lot of people. I appreciate it very much.
Let's have a text conversation soon.
Okay. Good. That sounds good. That's Kevin in Moscow, who helps us out a lot on our YouTube videos. Thank you, Kevin, for doing that. Healthy Gut Girl, coming up, we're going to talk intestinal health with Kitty Martone on The Bright Side right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday called on the state legislature to pass bills aimed at preventing election officials from relaxing election rules and processes without authorization. The Lone Star State Governor stressed that without measures to tighten election integrity laws across the state, election officials could jeopardize the election process by presenting opportunities for people to commit voter fraud. Up to 3,000 unaccompanied children who entered the United States illegally are set up to be sheltered temporarily at a convention center in downtown Dallas, Texas, this week. The Biden administration continues to struggle with the influx of unaccompanied minors arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccinations were halted in France, Italy, Spain, and Germany due to precautions, officials said Monday, as Italian officials seized thousands of doses of the medicine in a northern province after a man died. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tom Brady's go-to guy, Rob Gronkowski, told TMZ Sports it's happening, and now it's official. The superstar tight end has re-signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a deal worth $10 million for the 1 year.
Had a great time, won it all. Even if we didn't win it all, I'll tell you this, I was coming back to play football again this year because I had a blast last year, and I love the game. I just started my training again. Actually, 4 days ago, I just started training, and I took off 3 weeks. Let me tell you, I was a little bit sore first day of training, but it bounced back like that, and I'm feeling good. I mean, I just got a massage this morning because I worked out 4 days in a row, just bounced right back, ready to train again, and I'm super excited already for the season next year, and I will be back, man.
31-year-old Gronk says he wasn't handing in his retirement papers just yet and says he was ready to run it back with Tom Brady and company and try to repeat as Super Bowl champions for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Boston Marathon updates. Dan Naraki reports.
The Boston Marathon says it will have room for 20,000 entrants when the pandemic-delayed race takes place on October 11th. That's down from the 30,000 runners who were registered for the 2020 edition of the race before it was canceled. The Boston Athletic Association says it trimmed the size of the field to allow for social distancing, especially at the start and finish lines. Last year was the first time in the race's 123-year history that it was canceled, having been first run in 1897.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive pages, BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up with a search engine. If you miss a program, you can review programs, or you can just listen again if you have a specific subject that you're interested in. We also have a search engine and archives up at BrightsideBen.com. And you could purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. We also have news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of good health information at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicon, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with skin health challenges like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, as well as pre- and post-surgical scar prevention. You can check out all our reviews at truthreview.com. We have 1,600-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreview.com, and purchase Truth Treatments at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm really psyched to talk to our guest today.
I've known Kitty Martone for several years now. She is the healthy gut girl, and her specialty is helping folks deal, helping women especially, deal with digestive health issues, but she's also got a specialty in hormones, and we're going to talk a little hormone health as well as digestive health with Kitty Martone. Please welcome Kitty to the Bright Side. Hey, Kitty.
Hey, Brightside Ben. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for coming on. You've been on before, but I always like talking to you. You're such a wealth of information, and you're self-taught, and you have a wonderful story. And I love it when people get into health from their own personal experiences. It's one thing to be a health professional to study things, but when you have your own personal health challenge, and then you not only deal with it, but then you help share and share your story, and then spread the word out to other folks. Well, you have a special place in my heart, and I would love it. I'd love it if you'd help tell your story first. Then we'll get into a little bit about digestive health for women, and then I want to talk about progesterone and hormone health as well. Let's start off with your story.
Okay, my story is too long to tell, but I'll give you the cliff
short
notes.
Cliff notes. Yes.
Yeah, so just health problems basically since I was probably conceived, and then, you know, get into puberty and just have the most nightmarish, you know, experiences there. And just really sick with autoimmune conditions, debilitated by the time I was, at the end of my 20s, infertility my whole life. And so it was a rough road, but, you know, we make lemonade out of lemons, and we start to understand what's going on in our body and start to heal ourselves through natural remedies. And I just got obsessed with gut health. And that's when I saw, you know, everything start to change and be able to help people with things that you don't even realize are related to gut health, like depression and gosh, toe fungus even, you know, everything is related to gut health. And that opened up my world to just being able to help people. So I started a podcast, and I started writing cookbooks, and I started writing, my blogs, and it's just been such a fun journey. And then I get to meet people like you and learn more. So it's been really, really good.
What was the first thing? What was your wake-up call? Or what was the first thing you noticed? Or did you read something? Or did somebody tell you something? Or you just got so desperate you just started doing research?
Well, I started to have reactions from the multiple medications that I was on. So the drugs were no longer helping me. And then they would say, well, let's put you on this drug to help with this symptom. So that we'll help you with this disease or illness or imbalance that you have, but now I'm having a reaction that's causing another imbalance. Well, let's put you on another drug. And I started to have these horrible reactions. And that was the wake-up call. And I started to hear about acupuncture and muscle testing and all these different types of juicing and things like this. And so I thought, you know what, I've really got no choice at this point, because I was a pretty sort of weakly, I'm very sensitive to things, so I couldn't just suffer with things. I would get so sick and debilitated. So I knew I had to do something at that point. And that was the wake-up call. And then I met my husband, who's a chiropractor extraordinaire, and he's the one who really opened my world to, you know, when he said, we can start to stimulate and activate your immune system through chiropractic adjustment, my jaw was on the floor. I was like, what? And that
and you,
was when
and then
I
you married him.
And I did. I said, how am I going to pay for this? I better marry this guy.
That's great. So if somebody comes to you, and I know you see, you talk to patients and people who are suffering. Patients, by the way, means one who suffers. So you talk to people who suffer. What's the first thing you tell them? If they have no idea about this, like what to do about probiotics or about dietary strategies, what's the first thing you tell them?
What are you eating? That's it.
Nice.
What are you eating?
Yeah.
Because
that
is everything, right? And you know, and how are you digesting it? So people are like, what? My body just does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, are you even so say you're eating a healthy salad from Wendy's. Let's just say that's what your lunch is. You're like, I eat really healthy. I have a salad from Wendy's
every
Wendy's,
day. Right? Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So then, but for some people, that is an upgrade to having the double cheeseburger instead, right? And so I'm okay with that. But the question is, are you even digesting it?
Yeah.
So is that salad sitting in your gut putrefying because you don't have the means to break it down because your microbiome is out of balance and you aren't breaking it down. Therefore, it's rotting. It's causing, it's wreaking havoc in your bowel. And then, you know, this is the first domino to fall. Really, it is. And then you've got to go back and, yeah.
Do you work with digestive enzymes at all?
I do. I love digestive enzymes, and I love hydrochloric acid. I think hydrochloric acid is probably the foundational mechanism that we have to begin, not just the digesting of proteins, but the disinfecting of what is passing through your gut through your stomach into the gut. And so a lot of things go not sanitized into the bowel and into the small intestine. And this also causes a problem.
Wow.
And so I really, yeah. So I love digestive enzymes. I love hydrochloric acid. And those, I feel like the hydrochloric acid, you have to have some guidance with a practitioner who understands how to upregulate the production of hydrochloric acid in your own stomach. Because, you know, it's acid. So stomach acid needs to be balanced in the stomach. And that's the first thing. You know, I learned that the average, like, 17-year-old healthy male makes a quart of stomach acid in his stomach every day of his life.
Are you serious?
Every day.
I didn't know. Wow.
Well, guess what? By the time that same male, if he has a normal life of eating whatever garbage in a typical, you know, person's life, then by the time he's 70, he makes one capsule a day.
Oh, my gosh. And that's called achlorhydria or hypochlorhydria, and it's a major cause of health challenges, as you say. And I'm in the skin business, and it's a major cause of skin problems is achlorhydria and hypochlorhydria. And you know about H. pylori? Are you familiar with the bacteria? Yeah. So that's a big culprit in a lot of health challenges, and acid is one of the ways that's controlled. I want to ask you about HCL versus apple cider vinegar when we come back from our break, and then we'll talk a little bit about progesterone. Okay?
Okay.
We've got Kitty Martone. Her website is healthygutgirl.com. She is the Healthy Gut Girl, and we'll be back with more of Catalina Kitty Martone, Healthy Gut Girl, right after this on The Bright Side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Catalina Martone, the Healthy Gut Girl, about healthy guts and more. Because you're not just the Healthy Gut Girl, you're also the Healthy Hormone Girl, correct?
I am.
Okay, well, so we'll talk about that here in a minute. But you were, before we went to break, you were talking about HCL, hydrochloric acid drops, which I've been recommending for many years. But they're a little bit inconvenient. I don't know what it's like in California, but you need to have a prescription here for from a doctor. In California, you can, not necessary?
I actually order a product that's a hydrochloric, betaine hydrochloric acid. It's a powder that's encapsulated. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now betaine and, HCL, that's right. But how about hydrochloric acid drops, just HCL drops, straight acid?
Right, I've recommended those, but I have not used them myself.
Gotcha. So you're referring to betaine HCL when you talk about hydrochloric acid.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And betaine has got some, betaine has got some incredible benefits on its own. Betaine. We've spent a lot of time talking about betaine. It's a methylating agent, for folks who are worried about MTHFR issues.
Yeah.
And and also it's a source of glycine. As far as HCL drops, as far as HCL goes, what do you think about apple cider vinegar? That's not HCL, but it's an acidifying agent. Have you ever worked with that?
Yeah, I mean, I have, and I always make this caveat, which is, it can only be raw apple cider vinegar,
right?
Like Bragg's. Right. It can't be right. It can't be just like this sort of Heinz cooked type,
right?
And because it needs to have those microbes, that sort of fermented product in it. They call it the mother or the veil of the mother. And that's just the microbes that help ferment it and make it so beneficial. But yeah, it's definitely helpful. But I think when people have really sluggish digestion and have issues with hydrochloric acid production, I think it's not, it's helpful. But I think they need more help than that. But yes, I use it all the time for sure.
What do you tell people, how many betaine HCL capsules do you tell people to take?
Well, there's this misinformation that's been going around for quite some time about take it until you feel a burning and then back off a capsule. And I think that's the worst advice to ever be given.
I hadn't heard that.
I think HCL cannot burn you at all. Like, you should be able to take 10 capsules if you wanted without any discomfort, because your body knows what to do with that. If you have excess hydrochloric acid, it actually helps to go in and clear out the lymph. It's so beneficial. But when you can't take it, if you get heartburn from it or some pressure or nausea, it's usually because the lining of the stomach needs to be healed, that there's some compromised lining of the stomach, and that's when we start to talk about H. pylori and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually recommend like a high-quality aloe and then maybe taking maybe something like mastic gum, which is a wonderful healer for the lining of the stomach, and do that for 6 weeks. You know, stop eating fried food and refined oils, and then get back to trying the hydrochloric acid until you're able to take at least 4 capsules after a meal. And I think that's, you know, an ideal way to go about it. But some people can't take it because their stomach lining is so compromised of years of stress and medications and bad food.
What's the connection, as you see it, between gut health and hormone health, especially for female hormones?
Oh, my goodness. You know, this was a revelation for me. First of all, you know, studying gut health for so long and then all of a sudden realizing, wow, even our hormones, like the microbiome is the big boss of the hormones.
It's the big boss of the body. It's the big boss of the body, of everything.
It's big daddy or big mama. And, you know, you probably know this, but the microbiome is now considered an endocrine organ, which I did not.
And so is your fat, too, by the way. Your fat is considered an endocrine organ, too. Your body fat. Yep, your body fat is an endocrine organ. It makes endocrine hormones, and it especially makes hormones that help you metabolize fat and appetite suppressant hormones. That's a whole other story. But yes, you're right. The microbiome, it makes hormones. It's an endocrine considered to be an endocrine gland because bacteria secrete various hormones. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, we have this whole like a colony of microbes that live in the bowel in the lower intestine that is called a strobilome. And that's like estrogen, like estrobilome. And it's specifically to help us. It eats bad estrogens and helps metabolize healthy estrogens. And if you don't have that, if it's compromised, or because a lot of us do have a compromised microbiome, especially in the bowel, then you can't do that. You can't help those. You can't get rid of those estrogens. And what happens? You recycle them back into the body.
Yeah, amazing.
Making them more poisonous or more potentially poisonous. Yeah. And then we usually don't have enough, and here we go, progesterone to oppose those estrogens, right? That's where that magic comes in of progesterone. Because
and it is magic.
I always say
amazing stuff.
It's the trainer. It's like the lion tamer, the progesterone.
Oh, nice.
Estrogen in check.
I like that. I'm going to use that one.
Yeah,
the progesterone
like
tame, it's the progesterone, because the estrogen is like a lion, and it will eat you up if it's not somehow disciplined and controlled. And that's really the problem, don't you think? It's not the estrogen itself which gets a bad rap. It's the metabolism of estrogen and the problems excreting estrogen, the buildup of toxic estrogens, the catechol estrogens, that really is the issue. Estrogen gets a bad rap, but obviously it's a hormone, so it's got an important role to play. But you know, speak a little bit about detoxifying or elimination of estrogen.
Yeah, I mean, estrogen's so important, and as so many women my age getting into perimenopause and menopause know how important you really need it. But you need both, and, you know, they need to do this sort of seesaw balance, and, you know, one dominates, then the other dominates, and progesterone is so important for that. And so when someone doesn't have upregulated healthy digestion, and we talked about that Wendy's salad not getting fully digested, and it starts to acidify and rot in the gut, and this creates this problem with being able to eliminate these, not just estrogens, but all kinds of waste matter. And so the liver, you know, conjugates and deals with these estrogens, dumps them into, they get into the bowel, and then we poop them out, basically. And if you're not going to the bathroom on a and healthy, so if you have chronic low-grade constipation or the opposite, this is also not doing you any favors. It has to be healthy, you know, bowel movements every day, at least two, really.
Yeah.
And this, so if we're not getting enough fiber is the big thing, because fiber not only helps to brush out all that garbage from the bowel, but our strobilome and other microbes eat these fibers.
The fiber, that's right.
Yeah, they eat it, and it helps to create. It's like a hamster habitat. You know, it almost creates this. The fiber is like the bedding. It's also a meal for these bugs that help us create this incredibly healthy environment in the bowel. And if you don't have, they say 67% of Americans don't get enough fiber. That's a problem. You know, the transit time.
Mm-hmm. You would have loved my guest a couple weeks ago who said you don't need any fiber. He said it's not essential. And that was he wrote a book called The Carnivore Diet. Hey, we're almost out of time, but I would be remiss if we didn't talk about my favorite of the steroid hormones, and I know you love it too, which is progesterone. Tell us a little bit about progesterone.
Lifesaver. My lifesaver, I'm telling you, saved me from so much horrible suffering. It's the feel good hormone, they call it. And I think it should be called the mother hormone, even though that's pregnenolone, because it donates to so much to keep balance with so many other hormones. And, I mean, incredible for melasma, for, weight problems. It's great for metabolism.
Anxiety.
Insomnia. Inflammation. Yeah, I mean, we could go on and on.
Men benefit too.
Yeah.
Men benefit from progesterone also.
Yeah, absolutely. My husband, we had him on progesterone. He did incredible with it. And, incontinence with women as they age, you know, that leaking that happens with low estrogen and all these things, the progesterone helps with all of that. And, you know, here's a big thing about progesterone products is they're very hard to absorb. Really difficult. Even the oral one is difficult. And so you absorb a small percentage of it. And that's been the problem. And that's why I'm such a fan of this new product, the ProHarmony that you've created, because it really helps with absorption. And that is the key to all of this. What's the big deal about applying, you know, this cream all day and you're not absorbing enough of it and it's not making a big difference.
So where do they get ProHarmony? I haven't talked about ProHarmony, so our listeners don't really know. So our listeners don't know about it. Where are you sending people to get ProHarmony?
Well, people can go to my website, healthygutgirl.com, and just click on the shop page, and you'll see it there. You can go to my Instagram, which is healthygutgirl_, and it's in my link in my bio there. And then my estrogen dominance support group on Facebook. Every woman needs to join that.
We didn't get a chance to talk about estrogen dominance. I definitely want to talk about that as well as progesterone. We're out of time. Kitty, I'm going to get you back on because we got so much more to talk about. I'll talk to you soon, Kitty.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. That was Kitty Martell, the Healthy Gut Girl. She's got a podcast and she's got a cool website. She also has my ProHarmony Progesterone Serum up on her website, healthygutgirl.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.